Bees get ill, just like the rest of us. It slows them down and it may infect the rest of the hive. So what illnesses might a busy bee succumb to? Helen Kennedy is owner of Arlo's Honey Farm in Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada.
Bees primarily have what we call a bee flu. There are two bee flus. It's known as Nosema. The first one is very evident for a beekeeper. When you come to the hive, the bees get diarrhea. Again, it's an association just like people. It's spread by their mouths, so it's viral, and they will have diarrhea. That's very easy to notice. You can tell that there's something wrong, and you can deal with it. Antibiotics are the primary way that most beekeepers deal with Nosema. The second Nosema is invisible. It's Nosema cernae, and what happens is unless you're doing your due diligence as a beekeeper, you will look in the hive, everything will appear to be fine. You'll go back a few days, month, week, whatever later, you'll find that there's less bees, the bees are lethargic, and they're not working. Again, like a flu in humans, you know when your stomach is sick, you don't want to eat, and that's literally what happens. They start starving themselves to death because they won't eat because they're sick. And again, the common method of looking after that is to feed antibiotics to the bees. We're very lucky here in that we've never had the Nosema diarrhea type. The invisible one, I had the bees tested this spring and they're all clean. The parts per million of Nosema spores that are allowed are about 1,000, and ours came well in under the 500 mark.
And what about varroa mite? What impact has that had?
Varroa mite is probably the largest problem beekeepers fight simply because they're so tiny. Many beekeepers don't realize that they're in the hive. The mite also carries disease. So this Nosema cernae I was just talking about is manifested by the mites and spread rapidly through the hives. The bees, because they forage on many flowers and they co-mingle with many bees, can result in the spreading of the mites as well as the Nosema spores. There's one other primary disease that affects them called foul brood, and it's fungal, and basically what happens is the larva itself rots in the cells, and the only solution for that is to destroy the entire hive by fire.
This feeding the bees antibiotics, does that have some kind of impact on the honey? I mean, does that mean that your honey is no longer organic or something?
Organic honey is very difficult because the bees fly to forage. When they're treated with antibiotics, definitely that could not be considered organic honey. However, anytime the bees are being treated for whatever is always off honey season. Particularly if you had a sick hive, you definitely wouldn't want to even put it into honey production.
How long does a hive of honey-producing bees last? I mean, can you just continually get honey out of it?
Basically, our honey season is very short. A worker bee will only live 3 weeks in the summer. The queen will live from 2 to 4 years, with most of her productivity in life is between 1 and 2 years. So under careful management, changing queens, the colony will continue to exist as long as you have a fresh queen that can lay the eggs to continue the brood. In the wintertime, they don't hibernate per se, they cluster. So they move tightly together to stay warm and they eat their honey through the hive. So they will nestle down in the bottom box. They will fill the top blue box with honey and they will eat their way to the top by spring.
You have quite a lot of land here where you're growing various different crops and so on. How much is that there specifically to support the bees?
Our primary focus is to feed the bees. However, we do have intermingled with bee plants and our crops that are bee pollinated. We do have other crops like garlic and onions, which have no real effect on the bees. So I would say probably 75% of what we do is dedicated to working with the bees.
And which crops do you grow then specifically for the bees?
We grow crops like phacelia, a lot of our squash crops. We do sunflowers, we do poppies. We're testing a new product called Sanforin, which is a French clover. All of the peas, tomatoes, peppers are all pollinated by the bees. And the clover fields. The clovers are primarily for the nectar for the bees. It's the highest quality of nectar to produce honey.
That's Helen Kennedy from Arlo's Honey Farm in Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada. For more information, visit arloshoneyfarm.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.